This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Roshan Kunnison and you're listening to Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Now, if you've looked at the markets this week, we've seen them fall from their all-time highs, particularly the US markets following comments from President Donald Trump. Now, in this type of climate, although the markets have done so well, the question always arises, how can we best invest? And especially for those who haven't invested yet. And this year, we've seen more digital investment management services or robo-advisors come up. Today on the show, I'm going to explore one of the new players, MyTheo. And of course, to explore this, I have in the studio with me Ronnie Tan, CEO of GexMD, the owner and operator of MyTheo. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me to the show.
Now, Ronnie, first things first, before we get into how your platform operates and the differentiating factors from the rest of the players, why the name MyTheo? Because it's not as clear as I would imagine a name to be.
Okay, very good question, Roshan. Actually, the MyTheo originate from the Theo Japan. As you know, GexMD is formed through a joint venture between Silver Lake Group, which is one of the leading technology innovator in the financial market, in the capital market and fund industry. And the other partner is Money Design Japan. They pioneered the robo-advisor service back in 2016. And the product in Japan is called Theo. And we replicate and the same thing into Malaysia. We call it MyTheo. Theo actually is a brother of the great artist Vincent Van Gogh. Okay, and Theo is a person that gave Theo Vincent Van Gogh, the great artist, the inspiration, the moral support, the spiritual support, as well as the monetary support. While Vincent Van Gogh himself can continue with his passion of doing great art, a lot of inspiration. So, and it's in the same case, in the field of investment, we want MyTheo to be the Theo of the millennials and the investment, while they focus on the daily lives of choosing their dreams, the passion, and the investment, the nitty gritties about investment, all these things. Let MyTheo do it for you.
So I think that's a very valuable value proposition, because the way you phrased it, I like this whole Theo Van Gogh comparison, because sometimes that's what you need when it comes to your financial future. You just need a service that you can trust to handle everything behind the scenes. Mm. But a big thing, before we move into the rest of the digital investment space, a big thing when it comes to investing can be costs. Right. Options, even 10 years ago, options were very limited. When I started investing, it was only unit trusts. And sometimes those had 5% sales fees and management fees that were quite high. Mm. So your options there were limited. Today, robo-advisors have changed that. How does your fee structure stand in comparison to the rest of the players?
Yeah, okay. I think that one of the things that we are trying to do, and people say that robo-advisor are I prefer not, if you don't mind, I prefer not to use the word robo-advisor, because it's just too cold and it's not really a black box itself. I'll prefer to call it a digital investment management. Yeah. And what we've done is to really bring in a very compelling proposition to the general public in Malaysia, as you rightfully highlighted. The entrance fees for such a service is pretty high. There's an entrance fees, upfront fees, and then there's a higher management fees. So what we are trying to do now is really not so much to disrupt the whole industry as a whole, but really disrupt the pricing. And the pricing must also be a very sensible kind of viable business proposition. And the fees that we're charging today ranges from 0.5% to 1%, depending on your AUM size. that you put in with us. So it's pretty affordable. And we do a pro rata. We do not charge you 1% upfront. It is only charged to you on a monthly basis, which means that technically you can put in your money this month and withdraw it or redeem it the following month, and we only charge you 1 month. So it's pretty affordable in that sense.
So yeah, that's the bigger thing, right? Even though you do have competitors in the field, there's a much larger market to be had out there. But I think we'll save that conversation for maybe a future breakfast grill.
Okay.
For now, I like that you pointed out that maybe you don't like the term robo-advisor. That was something to make this industry seem cold. But what is digital investment management then? Why don't you break it down for us?
Okay. Well, basically, digital investment management is really using an algorithm that structure and that construct and manage a portfolio, a customized portfolio, depending on one risk appetite, his investment horizon, his income. And these are all very customized. I think the important thing for us to be aware that the model, the portfolio is actually still being constructed by a human. Okay, they use the best model, proven model with track record, and these are all put into your algorithm. So it's really not a black box itself. What happened down here is we are actually using technology. So it's a combination of using what a machine can do at, you know, and what a human is good for. So it's really a combination, a hybrid of technology and human. Because technology allows you to do things much better, be able to accumulate data, analyze data, and execute decision. And also one of the things is they could execute a principle, an investment philosophy of the fund manager without any emotional bias or any pre-assumption of things.
Yeah. So the other thing about technology is essentially it helps to reduce the cost of operations, right? And
yes,
that's probably why you are able to have fees below 1%.
That's right.
But let's contextualize what this looks like, the process. Mm. Let's say I want to start using MyTheo. Mm. How does that look like for me? How are you, a digital investment manager, going to change this process for me as an investor?
Okay. First of all, there is a very good, we have put in place a eKYC in place. The whole onboarding process, our own KPI is we intend to get a customer invested within 5 minutes. The moment he gives us the right information, the right documents, and the money will be invested. So if you put in your money by 12 noon on the same day, we will invest it by 9:30 at night. That's when as you know, that we invest in ETFs in US, that's when the market opened. And we are able to do this through the use of technology. That's what technology is good at, to increase efficiency, a lot of seamless processing, and it's all very straight through, right from the compliance, the fund transfer from the banks. You do not have to get out of your app. It's all very straight through within the same screen and within the same process. We do the compliance. This the money is auto traded, you know, and it'll be executed online with our online trading machine, straight to the New York Stock Exchange. So we look at this very, very seamless and transparent. Yeah.
So see, that is something that your competitors also offer, right? This anyone in the digital financial services space has come up with the app is number one. Mm. If you don't have a good app, a seamless platform, you're doomed to fail in that respect. But what makes your platform, I guess, different? Because with the two players we have currently, one is Stashaway, which has had a little bit of a head start. Mm. Then Wahid, which is the Sharia compliant player. Mm. When it comes to the experience or even just a general feel, what is your USP?
Okay. I think it's more important that for the past few months when we venture into that, is really trying to understand the nature of our investment, what's the investment climates, and what do they look for. At the end of the day, it's really meeting the customer needs. And if you look into the investment, digital investment management is a very different breed of so-called business. Yeah, it is an investment. It is not like selling a commodities, you know, where or even an e-wallet or payment. It's really an investment. And we study, we take through the whole cycle of what is required in an investment journey of an individual. So an individual may start off with when they're young, okay, we do not have much knowledge about investment. That's where they need a lot of hand-holding, and that's where MyTio comes in. We call it, just like Japanese, we prepare a suite of menu through omakase. We prepare the meals for you and the right ingredients and to lead you in the investment. But as you prolong, as an investor, as you stay with us in the longer, you begin to acquire more knowledge. Yeah, you begin to have more inclination. Okay, you want to do more, and you look at the products. They give you so much information. You know the product, how well we are doing. And one of the key things that MyTio does is, it is not really a goal based as proposed by the other player. There's nothing right or wrong about it. It's just our strategy is we do not go goal based. We go on functional portfolio. This functional portfolio basically divides into growth, inflation, and income. By having this trade portfolio, you're able to tailor and customize according to your needs. And as you start young, okay, as I say, we will leave it my tool to manage for you. But as you get more sophisticated, you may want to take control. So basically, we give you two options. Either you can have MyTio to totally manage for you, or you can take control yourself. So it's an autopilot, and you have six possible portfolio combinations.
So we're going to dive a bit deeper into that, because I really do want to explore this omakase element. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the best practices when it comes to investing, especially using a digital investment manager. You're tuned into Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Stay tuned.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying with us here on Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. This morning, I'm speaking to Ronnie Tan, the CEO of GaxMD, the owner and operator of MyTio, a new entrant into the digital investment management space in Malaysia. So Ronnie, we were talking about the omakase element. We're going to dive into the best practices in just a little bit. But I find this a very interesting part of your offering, because you're saying that there's more customizability. How customizable are we talking about here?
Okay. As I said, first we just start off with, we'll ask you five questions. By answering five questions, we will customize a portfolio that comprises of ETFs within growth, income, or inflation. Yeah, and this is the main intention is really having a very good diversification of products and different asset classes. As you just mentioned during your opening, that the market has dropped, 1% last night, and there are a lot of these events happening, the blips here, noises here and then, you know, and because of the way we have structured our products along ETFs that cut across bonds, equities, commodities, and well diversified. In fact, MyTio invests over countries. And it's also not just not just US-based. If I invest in the 7 countries to have this very good diversification. And the reason just now I was talking about the three functional portfolio, which is the growth, inflation, and the income. So we are able to personalize that. And when you look at our app, you are able to see how well is each functional portfolio doing. And if you so decide that, hey, I have 5,000 ringgit, 3,000 ringgit, I want to leave it to omakase. Let Maitio take care. Whereas, you know, the take care of the main meal, whereas my 2,000 ringgit, I want to try on desserts. To put on other desserts that I think is tastier, that I can take a heavier risk, and I will invest in growth stock, for example. Okay, you may say that my 2,000, I want to have more weightage on equity, right? And you can do that all at the fingertips. Yeah, you can just slide it and do it as and when.
So the current platform I use, I like to customize it as well, and I want to be more invested in equities. Are you saying that your platform allows me to, let's say, if I wanted to put more money in the SPDR, which is the S&P 500, or more in the NASDAQ 100 ETF, can I do that?
Yes, you can do that. Yeah, so you can slide it and say that I want to have more bonds, but you cannot select individual ETFs.
Okay.
Because what we've done is that we have selected, you know, that there's about 6,000 world ETFs listed in US. Our MyTio universe, we have pre-selected through our algorithm and a robust portfolio management. We have pre-selected 59 ETFs. So within the 59 ETFs, there are different weightages, and they get executed depending on market data, you know, the volatility, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So the answer is you cannot choose individual ETFs, but you can choose the portfolio.
So the portfolio means that I can choose different stock portfolios, different equity portfolios.
That's right. So you may say that I want to be more, let's say I want 80% into equities, okay, and 10% into bonds, okay, and maybe another, the remaining 10% in commodities. Yeah, so you can choose that.
So I have the ability to pick the exact percentage in each
asset class. Yes, you can. Or you can even choose up to 100% if you choose to. Yeah, and we allow you the flexibility of six portfolios. Yeah, you can customize up to six portfolios.
One big hurdle, I think, not just for you, but for any digital service right now, digital financial service, is a bit of fear, right? What happens if the company goes bust or gets taken over by something else? And again, this is not targeted at MyTio, but overall, how can you assure potential users that their money is safe, that if there's no MyTio tomorrow, that they'll still have access to that money?
Okay. That's also a very good question. First of all, as you can appreciate, MyTio is regulated by Securities Commission. We go through a lot of compliance, corporate governance and system readiness and audit, so on and so forth. The more important point is all the funds and the assets that are invested by the customer actually is held in trustee under custodian. So should anything happen, touch wood, to MyTio or for that matter, the funds are all safeguarded under a trust account. Yeah.
Let's talk about investing, or more specifically, best practices. We always hear about dollar cost averaging and playing the long term and things like that, especially now when the market is so volatile. Last week, markets were near all-time highs, and this week, people are concerned that could we see the next dip like we saw last year. In your view, what are some of the best practices when it comes to investing?
I think the best practice should be with a digital investment management. Yeah, for the simple fact that it is no emotion. Okay, you should not try to time the market. As you say, it's dollar cost averaging. Whether rain or shine, stay invested, stay diversified, and with a regular income, regular saving plan. And MyTio, like DIM, they're meant for an all-weather investment, not just for recession, not just because there's a big movement in market. Yeah. So I think the best practice is stay invested, start early. Start your investment early. Doesn't really matter how much you have, you know, but stay invested. Yeah.
So does MyTio have a minimum amount to invest, though?
Okay. Our normal minimum amount is 500 ringgit. Okay. Today, as a promotion, okay, to encourage people to start to try it, we are reducing it to 100 ringgit. But my advice to the general public is make a meaningful investment. If you put in 10 ringgit, 50 ringgit, that is not really meaningful. Yeah. So even after you put in 100 or 500, we strongly encourage everyone to start to put in, to increase the amount over time. Yeah, either through your normal savings, monthly savings, or put a whole lump amount in. Yeah.
So do you have auto debit for, say, monthly or weekly or quarterly? What does that look like?
Yes, we link up with all the banks in Malaysia that we can are able to do a direct debit. Yeah, it can be on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, on a certain day of the month. You can do that with the flexibility.
Okay. And Ronnie, on that note, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah. Thank you, Roshan. Thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking to Ronnie Tan, CEO of GaxMD, the owner and operator of MyTheo. Now, this was Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. And if you've got any questions, queries, stories or suggestions, please get in touch with us at ringgit@bfm.my. Up next is the 10 a.m. News Bulletin and then Enterprise. I'm Roshan Kanisan, signing off for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Ringgit & Sense on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.